Washington lawmakers Jim Walsh, who I think is hilarious.
Really? He's a Republican.
I am a huge fan of his. He is.
You mean like is he like a storyteller?
He's a character. He's a storyteller. He doesn't need a microphone, and he's just common sense, and he's able to quote big sections from all sorts of literature. You'd love him.
Yeah,
and he can quote parts of the Constitution, and he's just great. Just a really fun guy. Too bad he can't hear the show, me going on and on about it. But he's got a new bill in the House, and let's this guy from KATU set this up, reporting on a proposal in Washington to change how teachers can respond to disruptive students. Here we go.
Back in 2012, the use and allegations of misuse of isolation rooms at schools in the Longview School District created a furor that led to removing the room at one school and limiting the use of school isolation rooms in both Washington and Oregon. That left teachers in both states with little choice but to send the rest of the class out of a room when a student was disruptive.
That's really the opposite of what should be happening. It's disruptive to the entire class. It interrupts the flow of whatever teaching and learning was going on.
That's why Aberdeen Republican State Representative Jim Walsh introduced House Bill 2930. It wouldn't apply to special needs students, but would let teachers use isolation or restraint to discipline other students, for example, sending that student to the principal's office.
And then come back into the classroom when they're calm again. And that allows the teacher to continue teaching and the other kids to continue learning with less interruption.
I'm Brian Clem, and I represent District 21, which is here in Salem. And with me is a parent.
Lawmakers in Oregon passed, and the governor signed, a similar law last year after hearing horror stories from parents of children whose classrooms were cleared because of disrupted students time and time again.
In one class in particular in the first grade level, and in a week's time, they had two room clears, and in a month's time, they had five.
Oregon's law requires isolated students be monitored and given bathroom and water breaks if the isolation lasts longer than a half hour. Kathy Schmutzler believes one disruptive student shouldn't dictate what happens in Washington's classrooms.
Not by interrupting 29 other students.
Yeah. You feel it's unfair to the other classroom?
I do.
Okay, so a room clear is where the kid's misbehaving. And I guess they give them enough warnings. And then the teacher goes, okay. And with that, all the kids get up and leave. They leave the kid in the class. The kid completely trashes the classroom.
No.
No?
No. Oh, why do you think trash? They don't trash the classroom. They do make the people. This is a de-escalation technique.
Oh, you should see what I saw. I watched three news stories, all of them in Oregon. NBC did them and others did them as well. The teacher said, this is what the classroom looked like after I got the kids out of the class.
Okay.
And then the teacher's in there with the disruptive students. So
yeah.
The number of students that have attacked teachers because the teacher is now in the classroom with the disruptive student who is obviously agitated somehow to the point that creates violence against the teacher.
Okay, so my wife worked in public schools in Mukilteo for 30 years, 30-plus years.
Okay.
And she says that this technique was designed, I don't know if people remember, there was all upset. There was it looked like a big safe where they would lock these kids in, and there was so much upset about putting these disruptive kids in these. They weren't even like jail cells because they had you couldn't see through the bars. They were just like these isolation rooms.
Safety
and people
boxes.
Thought that was so inhumane. Uh-huh. They decided, okay, what do you need to do? Paige is telling me that the room clearing was designed so the teacher wouldn't have to handle or manhandle or touch or intervene with the student.
Uh-huh.
You clear away all the other students; they would all go down to the library.
Okay.
And continue the
and
class.
Where's the teacher go?
And I at this point, the teacher would probably try to de-escalate it. You talk to the kid down so you don't have to touch the kid, because the problem they always had was how to get that kid out of a classroom when you got 29 other kids. If
right.
That
can't touch
right?
him.
Yeah, well, if you did, then you'd be getting another fight and all this kind of stuff. And so this was a way to kind of, settle the kid down, and then they'd bring everyone else in. Uh-huh. Everyone's not just standing out in the hall.
Okay.
They would go down, they'd be prepared for. So that's her understanding and her experience.
Mm.
The news obviously likes the most extreme examples, but that, you know, something like that is a would be a problem if they trash the classroom.
How do you get
the, that's
yeah,
not what I hear, what I've heard.
Okay, well.
The second thing is, John.
If the kid's upset enough that they have to clear the classroom, the kid's going to be talked down. Or while the teacher's standing there, he's tipping over a desk and throwing other stuff around or attacking the teacher with a pencil or coming after the teacher with a pair of scissors. These are the stories that I'd read. And a bunch of teachers are saying something needs to be done.
Okay,
and what they're
all
calling for are smaller classrooms. and more mental health facilities,
yes, that's,
or at least some additional help.
Which is more expensive, but I don't think anyone would object to that.
I think there's so many more kids are coming in there. There's obviously something wrong. If you think of our culture like water, and you start to notice that people are starting to come down with symptoms, you start to say, well, there's something in the water that's causing some sort of symptoms to occur. There's something wrong with our culture because there's something wrong with our children. It shows up in the kids first. Their suicide rates are spiking. One out of five kid has some sort of mental problem by the age of 14. It gets worse all the way up until 24. There's something wrong in the system that's causing us to have additional damaged children that are in this classroom with a bunch of other kids, and they're causing problems, and they cannot be taken out because we passed the law that all kids have to be educated. You can't remove them from that system, and you can't discipline them. So it just creates havoc in the classroom.
Well, first off, there are accommodations. We have to we have to have accommodations for every student because that's our constitutional duty to them, but they don't all have to be in the classroom. But another problem with this legislation, and again, I haven't heard the other sides. We just understand the proposition here that he's making. Again, special needs students are accepted. In a lot of these cases, it's special needs students that are the ones that are most apt.
Yes.
You know, to have problems kind of, you know, regulating their emotions and all this. So it would be interesting to get a kind of breakdown about how many kids that aren't special needs kids that this would apply to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's another factor. We just don't have that kind of information. But I do think that this is typical of the way legislation works, is that there was a, I don't know if you remember this, such an outrage. They showed they zeroed in on the box this kid was put in and stuff. They said, that's terrible. So the legislation says, okay, no, we can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Then it swings the other way, and maybe it is too disruptive. I don't know what they're saying. They're horror stories, like it was described in that story. But maybe the legislation needs to be pushed back. I think it would be great if we could just get the kids to go to the, they say, well, restraint. What does restraint mean?
It's going to touch the kid.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And then just have them go to the principal's office. Yeah, that would be great if they would willingly go to the principal's office. If not, then how do you handle it? It's tricky. But it's now going to be discussed. Oh, by the way, this is discussed in the latter half of the legislative session. So they say it's not apt to get a full hearing at this point. It's a little too late in the game, but maybe next session.
Jim Walsh, Aberdeen, vote for him. I know when he's running again.
Unless it's a Democrat.
Yeah, of course.